Peter Bell is the general manager of football at the Fremantle Dockers. He joins us on the program now. Good afternoon, Peter.
Simon, good afternoon. The great afternoon show.
Hey, I knew you'd say that. Belly, that'd be nice to hear that song a few times during the year, wouldn't it?
It would be. Great song. So, and we know that the Fremantle fans obviously have enjoyed their afternoon or evening when that song is played. So, yeah, it'll be a good sign if we can hear it many times in 2019.
Yeah, not too many better places to be when that's belting out. Hey, Belly, how has the pre-season been for you?
It's been really full on, which is to be expected when you're talking about a job that has so many responsibilities that come with it. I've enjoyed it immensely, but continue to learn every day. It's a really intensive job, Bowies, but something that I'm really privileged to have the opportunity to perform, and given my passion for Fremantle, feel really honoured that that I had this opportunity, but it's head down and off to work.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fair to say people regard you as intelligent, personable, and a high achiever. How do you, I think that's a universal opinion, mostly, how do you bring that into the job, and how do you make it your own? Because there's been blokes before you, there'll be blokes after you. You've got to do it your way. How do you do it your way?
Yeah, it's a good point. You got to do it your way. You can't be fake, that's for sure. But I guess my style is to be open and collaborative. There's going to be many people that are experts in their field that I'll be working with, lucky enough to work with. So you've got to let those people go off and do their jobs and trust them and empower them to do their jobs. So that's my style. I'm not a dictatorial type person. I like to give people their lead and let them do what they're employed to do. So support them as much as possible as well. And I guess as a manager of sorts, to be able to not profess to know everything about everything as well. I'm more than happy to say I don't know, or can you explain this to me, or tell us more about what you do. There are only small things, but I think it builds a good working relationship.
Yeah, I think it's worked in most things that you do. So you're a delegator, Belly?
You have to be, because the one thing you can't be in this job is trying to do everything, because you just fail. It's a huge job with lots of responsibilities, and you know, whether it is strength and conditioning or high performance or medical or data analytics, whatever it might be, coaching, you've got to let all those experts go off and do as best they can, but make sure you're giving them the support that they need to do their job to the best of their ability.
So for our listeners, I don't think there'd be one single one of our listeners that has ever been a general manager of football at an AFL club. So we wonder what you day to day in an average week. I'm sure the days vary as to where you are in the year and the football week. You sit at the desk. You're pumping up footballs, talking to players, putting out witches hats. What are you doing?
Whatever's required, but we do have people who can assist with those things. So it's providing the framework to get the football department running as smoothly as possible. So that a lot of those areas that I just spoke about, making sure that the schedule's set, and so that's dealing with the coaches, dealing with the players, high performance, dealing with medical. Dealing with our footy analytics team, so they're crunching all kinds of numbers, looking at the opposition coming up. So there's a lot to coordinate, and I'm a team. I'm one of many that do that, but ultimately they're the areas I'm responsible for, along with AFLW as well. It must be mentioned, and the next generation academies and recruiting and list management. The list goes on.
Yep, and the club. Like all clubs these days, the players do a lot in the community as well, don't you? Do you keep an eye on that? That'd be a reasonably rewarding part of the job, I would imagine, seeing young men and young women doing work in the community.
One of the best parts of the job, Bowie, and I think the AFL clubs do it really well within the community. Certainly, Fremantle has a community goals program, and we send our players out there, whether it's to schools. And recently, we had the community camp, so we sent 25 players up to Geraldton, and the feedback from up there was terrific, actually, because they don't get a lot of access to AFL players and the enthusiasm they have. And I'll tell you what, the players get a lot out of it as well, Bowie. To be able to give back to the community, it's a high pressure job that they have. And sometimes I'll use the term, you're sort of in the grind and you're in the bubble, so to speak. But it's good to have exposure to the community and some of the great people that are out there, and even getting to witness firsthand some of the challenges that other people are experiencing gives you some perspective in your own life as well.
Yeah, sure. Belly, do you have host family programs as well? So if you've got players from Victoria or from the Bush, are some of those young guys and girls living with families?
Yeah,
after that.
Yeah, we have a player development managers and welfare programs and those kinds of things, which cover everything from what players are doing off field. All clubs have realised that the most productive AFL players are the players that have direction in their life and something meaningful outside of football. It's really, really important. So we put a lot of time and resources into that, as do all the clubs. But to answer your question, yeah, we do have host families. We have a number of players who at a very early age are drafted. This year, for example, have come from country Victoria, South Australia and metropolitan Victoria. So some of them move in with other players, but others prefer just to have a host family. We've got two in that category this year, and it's gone really, really smoothly. So you've got to match up the personalities with the families, the living arrangements, but we're really fortunate, like West Coast would be as well, obviously, with a lot of players coming from interstate. We're really fortunate to have people who are more than happy to host players for whether it be 1 year or 2 years or even longer in some cases.
Yeah, and I guess in listening to you talk, footy is still about kicking more goals than the other team, I suppose, ultimately, so you can get a W in that column. But it's your job is pretty complex. The game and the clubs have changed since you were playing, Belly.
Yeah, it has. It gets more and more professional, I suppose, and sort of around the clock as well. And most months of the year, there's a lot of obligations. There's a lot of tasks that need to be completed. But the best part about it, Bowie, is you're dealing with people first and foremost, whether they be players or staff or fans, members, the community at large, media, whoever the stakeholders are, whoever the fans are, you're dealing with those people. And football's a huge game and it makes a big difference in people's lives. So again, without wanting to come across as glib about it, it's a great privilege to be involved in it, even though it is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It feels like 365 days a year.
It sounds like you're getting a lot out of it personally and professionally, which I think our listeners who would like to hear you saying that, particularly Freo people. Now, I guess it's a tough game, Belly, because this game is known for one winner at the end of the season, no runners-up medals, none of that. What's your ultimate KPI for this season as the general manager of footy? What would you like to see?
I'd like to see a football department that's working well. Now, the manifestation of that is obviously the team that's out on the field. So, we have continued to grow a really good squad, Bowie. We're really pleased with the players that we're putting together and really pleased with their attitude to the pre-season. But over the course of the season, I think there's no secret that the gap between our best and our worst has been quite large in the previous couple of years. So we'd have some good performances and then we'd have some performances that weren't so good. So if we can narrow that gap, be more consistent, it'd be great to be able to win some games on the road as well. That's been an area as a young team that we've struggled with over the last couple of years. But I think if you're a team that's headed in the right direction, then your performances on the road are strong and that can give you great momentum. So there's a couple of little areas that I'd really like to see us improve in.
Yeah, it's a sum of the parts machine, isn't it? No doubt about it. Derby this week, and we get to see the curtain raiser derby between the Waffle Eagles and your boys down at Rushton Park. But we get a sense that it's close now. You must be nervous. You must be excited.
Not nervous. Maybe that'll come a little closer to the game against North Melbourne a couple of weeks away. I'll tell you what, if you're a footy fan, and most people in Western Australia are, you could do worse than get along down there to Mandurah and see both games. It's very rare that you'll have the curtain raiser to the Fremantle West Coast game in Peel taking on the West Coast Eagles Waffle as well. So if you're a footy nut like obviously I am, you get to see all of the draftees and the other new additions to your team squad and everything else and get them strutting their stuff. So that's a big day. Really looking forward to that. And then we'll have a further match simulation the week after. Plus, we might have a few players who would play another game for Peel on March the 16th. And then, of course, we're into North Melbourne on March the 24th on Sunday afternoon.
Yep, your old crew. And one final one. This is not especially within your remit. A Nicky Winmar statue at the start of the Doug Nicholls Indigenous round, when Freo are playing at the stadium. Would you like to see that unveiled then, Belly? Do you know much about it?
I don't know a lot. I know there's been a bit about the Winmar statue. I know there's been a bit of conjecture about where it should be. Nicky Winmar was a favourite player of mine, being from Cogenup. He wasn't far away. I think it was Pingelly from memory, and a South Fremantle player as well. He's a player that I followed, really idolised Nicky, just the way that he approached his footy, and then that iconic image at Victoria Park that day as well. So, look, it'll all be in the mix. As a big fan, it'd be great to see this. I haven't seen the statue. That would be a pretty good timing for it, but that'll be for other people to decide, Bowie. But I'll be making sure I take my three daughters along to have a look at one of their old man's favourite players when I get the chance.
Well answered. Belly, we're thinking of you. Good luck, and hope the season goes well for you. Thanks for talking to our listeners today.
Good on you, Bowie. Thanks very much.